Don't worry, just trust God who is with us. We are in the Christmas season. We'll be celebrating Christmas in a couple of weeks, Saturday, December 25th. And maybe some of you here tonight are really looking forward to Christmas Day. Maybe some of you are looking forward to exchanging physical gifts with loved ones. Maybe you're looking forward to spending time with family and friends. Maybe you're looking forward to the lights and the sights and maybe putting up a Christmas tree. And all this is good and well, but true believers in Jesus Christ know what the true reason for the Christmas season is, right?
Yes, sir.
The true reason for the Christmas season is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ in a stable in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Amen?
Yes.
We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. That's our primary focus, the only focus we should really have for Christmas. And you know, Jesus, he was born in a stable in Bethlehem. He grew up, he ministered for 3 years, and he fulfilled his ultimate mission at the cross. He died upon a cross for our sins. He died, he rose again, so that by faith in him, we could have the gift of eternal life. That's good news here tonight, right? Did you say amen?
Amen.
So, as I said earlier, maybe some of you are looking forward to Christmas Day. Maybe some of you here tonight are not looking forward to this holiday season. Maybe you're dealing with worry and anxiety as you go through this month and approach Christmas Day. Maybe some of you here tonight are really dealing with a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. What is worry? Anxiety. It's thinking about the same uncertainty, the same what if repeatedly, over and over, minute after minute, hour after hour, to the point where you become mentally agitated and harassed. And so maybe you're really not looking forward to this Christmas season. Maybe you're full of anxiety and worried concerning this holiday season. You know, you might be thinking, what if I don't have enough resources, enough money to buy gifts for the ones that I love? What if I don't get an invitation to spend Christmas Day with that person that I care about? You know, what if I don't have enough time to send Christmas cards or buy the gifts I need to buy? What if the gifts I want to buy for that person are not available? So in the hustle and bustle of the season, maybe you're full of anxiety and worry. And you're not alone, friends. Many deal with anxiety and worry. But maybe you're dealing with more anxiety and worry during this holiday season. You know, if you don't take worry under control, it can rob you of peace. If you don't take worry and anxiety under control, it can rob you of your sleep. And so Jesus had an awesome teaching against worry in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Jesus' teaching against worry. Matthew 6, verse 25. He says this, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" In other words, if God is able to give you the greater blessing of life, isn't he much more so able to give you the lesser blessing of food, that daily necessity? If he is able to give you the greater blessing of a physical body, isn't he able much more so to give you the smaller blessing of clothing, another basic necessity of life? And Jesus, in the ensuing verses, goes on to illustrate why God the Father will provide for the daily necessities of food and clothing. So we're going to go verse by verse here in Matthew chapter 6. Next verse is verse 26. "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" You know, birds, they fly carefree, right? Birds have no worries about their next meal. I've never seen a worried bird. How about you? They fly about knowing without a doubt that they will eat. God provides for the birds of the air. If God cares for and feeds these small creatures, will he not much more feed you who are an eternal being made in his image? So why are you worrying about the provision of your daily necessities? God has got your back. Amen? Let me say it again. If God cares for and feeds these small creatures, these birds, will he not much more so feed you who are an eternal being made in his image? Amen? Are you not much more valuable than they? Say it with me tonight. I am much more valuable, much more important than any bird out there. All right. Next verse, verse 27. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? You know, maybe you've received a bad medical diagnosis, maybe a diagnosis of cancer, maybe a diagnosis of diabetes, and maybe you've been worrying. You've been thinking about the uncertainties, the what ifs, day in and day out. What if this cancer gets worse? What if this cancer does not go into remission? What if I don't live out all my days? What if I die young? And I'm here to tell you tonight that God knows the days he has planned for you. The years that you are to live on this earth. God has appointed the days and the years for you to live on this earth. You will live out those days. You will live out those years. So don't worry about it. Amen? Amen. Worrying about the length of your life will not add another hour to your life. It will not add another moment to your life. So why are you worrying about it? Your life is in the palm of God's hand. Is that good news here tonight? You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Amen? Is that good news? All right. Verses 28 through 30. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? You know, the lilies of the field, the flowers of the field, they don't work for their coverings. They don't work for it. If God clothes these lilies, these flowers, gives them clothing, gives them a covering, they're so temporary, here today, the next day they're thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, an eternal being made in the image of God? If he so cares about a lily, a flower, which is so temporary, here today and in the fire tomorrow, is he not so much more concerned about you, an eternal being with an eternal soul that will live on forever and ever one day? He will provide for your every need. Is that good news here tonight? He says, oh, you of little faith, at the end of verse 30. Oh, you of little faith. He's not saying that they completely lacked faith in God, but that in their worry and anxiety over their provision, over the provision of their daily necessities, they showed that their trust in God was weak. Let me say it again. Jesus wasn't saying, when he said, oh, you of little faith, he wasn't saying that they completely lacked faith in God, but that in their worry and anxiety over the provision of their daily necessities, they showed that their power, their faith, their trust in God was weak. Their trust in his love, their trust in his provision was weak. Oh, you of little faith. You know, what does worry do? What does anxiety do? It distracts the mind from fully trusting in God. If you allow worry to take a hold of your mind, and you think about the same uncertainty day in and day out, what if this, and what if that, and what if the other thing, you know what? It will distract you from strengthening and growing your spiritual relationship with the Almighty God. Instead of spending so much mental energy on that worry, on that anxiety, on that what if this and what if that, and on that uncertainty, spend that mental energy instead on developing your relationship with the God who created you. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 31. Let's back up. So do not worry saying, he kind of repeats, do not worry now saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? So Jesus repeats the general thought that he's been talking about in the earlier verses. Don't worry. Maybe this is you thinking repeatedly about the what ifs of your daily needs. When I leave this place, what if I don't have enough money to buy adequate food and drink and clothing? What if when I leave this place, I don't have adequate resources to pay my rent? What if this? What if that? What if the other thing? Verse 32, for the pagans run after all these things. The pagans, those who don't trust God, those who don't follow God, they're just worried about this life. This life is it for them. For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. God knows that you have need of food. He knows that you have need of clothing. He knows that you have need of financial resources to pay certain bills, to pay rent. God knows about it. God is omniscient. He is the all-knowing God. And he says in verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And what is he saying? He's saying instead of spending so much of your mental energy thinking about what if this, what if that, what if the other thing, instead of spending so much of your mental energy thinking about the uncertainties of a situation that has come about in your life, instead spend your mental energy seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things, these daily necessities, will be given to you as well. Is that good news here tonight? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. In other words, he's saying, don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the uncertainties of the future. Don't worry about the what ifs of the future. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So tonight, for the next few minutes, we're going to talk about how to go from being a person of little faith that Jesus talked about in verse 30 to being a person of strong faith and trust in God. How do you go from being a person of little faith to a person of strong faith and trust in God? You know the spiritual cure for worry is what? What is the spiritual cure for worry and anxiety? The spiritual cure for worry and anxiety is strong faith and trust in God. How do you strengthen your faith and your trust in God? Jesus says it in the sermon. What does he say? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. How do you seek the kingdom of God? What is one of the ways that you can seek the kingdom of God? What's one of the ways that you can seek God's kingdom? Prayer. Prayer is one of the ways. Seeking communication or prayer with God and actually praying to God. What does Paul write in Philippians? Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't let worry take control of your mind. Don't think day in and day out about the what if this and the what if that and what if the other thing. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So when you want to get worried about a situation in your life, if you start getting worried about the provision of a basic necessity in your life, instead of spending mental energy thinking about the uncertainty of that situation, start spending your mental energy praying. Start spending your energy praying to God and saying, God, I'm anxious. God, I'm worried. God, I don't know what to do in this situation. God, I'm bringing it to you. And God will intervene in your situation. Amen? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If when an unexpected situation happens in your life, instead of worrying, you start praying, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? The peace of God, which transcends any human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Is that good news here tonight? So you got to pray. How do you seek the kingdom of God? One of the ways to seek the kingdom of God is to start praying to God, to start being in communication with God. Amen? I'm going to read you an illustration here from the Preacher's Source Book of Creative Sermon Illustrations. This is about E. Stanley Jones. I thought this was pretty powerful when I was reading it here the other day. Turn that over to me. The career of missionary E. Stanley Jones, who died in 1973, was nearly cut short by chronic worry. When he had first arrived in India, Jones wore himself out, working and worrying. I was suffering so severely from brain fatigue and nervous exhaustion, he later wrote, that I collapsed not once, but several times. Aboard the ship returning to America, he collapsed again, and the doctor put him to bed. After a year's rest, he attempted to return to India, but became a bundle of nerves on the return trip and arrived in Bombay a broken man. His colleagues warned him that any attempt to continue ministering in such a state of anxious care would be fatal. While praying one night, he was seeking the kingdom of God, right? While praying one night, groping in emotional darkness, Jones seemed to hear a voice asking, "Are you yourself ready for this work to which I have called you?" "No, Lord," replied Jones. "I am done for. I have reached the end of my resources. If you will turn that over to me and not worry about it," the voice seemed to say, "I will take care of it." Jones answered, "Lord, I close the bargain right here." A great sense of peace closed in over Stanley Jones. A rush of abundant life that seemed to sweep him off his feet. His energy returned. His enthusiasm bubbled over, and he plunged back into his work with a vitality he had never before known. Jones went on to spend a lifetime of ministry in India, writing numerous books and ministering to multitudes around the world. He later wrote, "The one thing I know, my life was completely transformed and uplifted that night. When at the depth of my weakness and depression, a voice said to me, 'If you will turn that over to me and not worry about it, I will take care of it.' And I replied, 'Lord, I close the bargain right here.'" Cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You've got to turn that concern, that worry, that anxiety, that mindset of thinking about the what if all the time, you've got to turn it over to God, and God will take care of it. I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got your back. Amen? He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is always with you. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. So you've got to seek the kingdom of God in prayer. When you want to worry and your mind wants to start thinking and thinking minute after minute, hour after hour about that uncertainty, just shut it off, redirect your focus, and start focusing instead on prayer, communicating with God and saying, "God, I turn this situation over to you. I turn it over to you, God, and I know you've got this thing under your control." And guess what? Worry will leave. Any worry that wants to come in won't come, and the peace of God will enter your life. Amen? Amen. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How's another way that you seek the kingdom of God? How's another way you safeguard against anxiety and worry? Prayer. The second way is getting into God's word. Psalm 119, 105. Psalm 119, 105. What does Psalm 119, 105 say? It says this: your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Maybe today you're in a dark area of worry and concern in your life. Start getting into the word of God. I'm not talking about getting into God's word just at Christmas time. I'm not talking about getting into God's word just at Easter. I'm talking about getting into the word of God on a consistent basis, not just once in a blue moon, but on a daily basis, getting into the word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I'm just preaching the word here tonight. You've got to get into the word of God. You seek the kingdom of God by getting into the written word of God. When you get into the written word of God and you meditate on what you read, you'll find out that the God who created us is a God of love. You'll find out the God that created us is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for all of our needs. When you get into the word of God, you find out that God cares for every single need of your life. When you get into the word of God, you find out that God is faithful. He will never let you down. You will find out that God has got your back. You will find out that your life is in the hollow of God's hand. Your life is not going to tip. You're not going to drown. You will come through successfully to the other side by faith and trust in the Almighty God. Amen. So you've got to be getting into God's word. You've got to be meditating on God's word. You've got to think about what you read in the word of God. That's how you seek the kingdom of God, by getting into his word, not just once in a blue moon. You've got to be in it all the time to discover the awesomeness of the God that created us. Amen. Amen. Prayer and getting into God's word is the cure for worry, for strengthening your faith and your trust in God. And finally, remembering this, as written in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 1. If you've got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it. Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which is God with us. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is God with you and with me. You know, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, the Spirit of God took up residence on the inside of you. God is always with you. Yes. God is not with you just once in a while. God is not with you just once in a blue moon. God is always with you. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is God with you and God with me. And never forget it. So if you're getting anxious and worried this holiday season, maybe you worry throughout the year, but maybe more so during this Christmas season. If you find yourself getting anxious and worried and thinking about the what ifs, just turn to the God who is with you all the time and say, God, I can't handle this on my own. God, I don't want to use my mental energy thinking about uncertainties. I want to use my mind to focus on you and communicate with you and pray to you concerning the situation. God, I am turning it over to you, and the peace of God, which transcends any human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Is that good news here tonight? Remember, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is always with you. He's got control of your life, every single part of your life. Whatever has happened, has happened. That unexpected report, that bad diagnosis, if it's happened, it's happened. Worrying will not change that situation. Thinking about the uncertainty of the situation will not change your situation. Only God can change your situation. We serve a miracle working God who is going to intervene on your behalf. But you've got to seek first his kingdom. Use your mind to focus seeking his kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
And that miracle working God will intervene and provide that miracle in your life. You just got to know that you know deep down on the inside that God can do it for you. Amen. God is able. He is a miracle working God. And God honors faith. Amen. So don't spend this season, don't spend the rest of your life worrying. What if this? What if that? What if the other thing? Worrying hour after hour, day after day. Don't do it. Seek God and his kingdom. Know that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with you. God is always with you 24/7 by his spirit who lives on the inside of you. And you know what? I worry quite a bit. I'm just going to be straight up with you. I worry quite a bit in my life. There's things that happen in my life that worry me. You know, personal things that have occurred, situations, unexpected situations, and a lot of times I think about the uncertainties, the what ifs. So I'm preaching to myself tonight, you know. And just to let you guys know, honestly, it is what it is. We all deal with it. And so I'm trying to build my spiritual relationship with the Almighty God. Amen? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good.